All right. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Happy Sunday morning to you. And happy month of August. Feliz domingo por la mañana. Y feliz mes de agosto. Pastors Jose and Patricia, I welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home. Amen. And we just want to welcome all NBC family visitors and all joining us by audio or video. God bless you. Amen. And you know what? God has a great message, and He wants you to receive. Amen. You have to be in an attitude of receiving. Amen. Receive what God has for you. He wants to bless you, encourage you, change you, and correct us sometimes. Amen. But listen, the message today is going to be stay focused. Amen. Stay focused. Focus. Praise God. So grab your sword, soldier of God, and say it like you mean it. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's make this declaration together. Here's my sword. Where's yours? I'm going to dust it off some. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do today. I'll be taught the word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that just makes me feel blessed. Amen. And I've got a few things to read at you before we start. Staying focused and positive in a negative world. Amen. Have the peace of God with you. Amen. Have the peace of God. And you know, when somebody comes to you and brings you all these problems, instead of you going into the problem, have them come into your peace. How come you always have peace? How come you're always smiling? How come you always have joy? You know, because the greater one is in me. And you got to share that when it's time for you to share. They open the door and you can just come on in and say, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Amen. He gives me the strength. He gives me what I need on a daily basis to continue. Amen. So praise God. Have the peace in your life. I've got a question for you. We know we can count on God and He's always there. But can He count on you? Amen. Can He count on you? He's given us a ministry of reconciliation. He's given us a ministry of helps where we can all come and assemble ourselves together and serve in His church. Serve His church. Amen. So praise God. We are the body of Christ and we can do this. Let me read you a scripture break. I put a scripture break on my timeline on Facebook on a daily basis. And we all take breaks. You know, we take coffee breaks. We take smoke breaks. We take pee breaks. We take all kinds of breaks. Why not take a scripture break? You know, take a scripture break. And let me see what I've got for you here. Let me read it to you. I already had it. Where'd it go? Here we go. Power source. Who is your power source? Jesus is a power source in your life. Your ability can only take you so high. Jesus is your power source. Why rely on anything else to energize your body, renew your soul, and strengthen your spirit? Jesus is the power source you need in your life. Depend, rely, and lean totally on Him. You will not struggle. Stay focused, stay positive, and stay close to Him, and you will never stumble. Amen. He's always there for you. He is your power source. I've got another scripture nugget here I want to read to you. Stay focused. Staying connected to Jesus. If you go to John 15, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, talks about He is the true vine. Amen. And He's talking about, let's go there right quick. This is not, yeah, the book of John and verse 15, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I don't know about yours, but mine says, Jesus, the true vine, says, I am the vine, you and my Father, is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He prunes it, that it might bring forth much or more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abides in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Now this, listen to this one. Verse 5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do what?
Nothing.
Nothing. So we need him. You know, he's our source. He's our strength. We need him on a daily basis. Lord, I need you on a daily basis. I need you every moment, every second of the day. Amen. And we can, the Bible says that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, I need your strength. I need you now, each and every moment. Amen. So in verse 6 says, If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them in a fire, and they are burnt. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall what? Be done unto you. Amen. And verse 8 says, Herein is my Father glorified, that ye beareth much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Amen. So praise God. I just want to read this to you. It says, staying connected to Jesus. Troubles come to everyone, yet Jesus is our power source of all that is needed. I just read to you Philippians 4:19, where he supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. When fears, cares, anxieties, worries, doubts come, you know what? Start to pull them down. You've lost your focus. You've lost your connection. You got unplugged. You know, just like the prodigal son. I want to go do my own thing. No. Don't do that. Stay connected. Your power source. You know, we use power tools all the time. And brother here, he uses them all the time. That's what he does. But you know what? That power tool, if it's not connected, it's not going to work. If it don't have that battery to run it, it ain't going to do nothing. It's just useless. It's just a heavy thing. So we need to stay connected to him. You know, without him and being full-time Christians, if you're not connected to him, he says, you're nothing. So I want to be something. I want to be great with him. Amen. So get yourself plugged into the source of Jesus, the source of faith, the source of love, the source of forgiveness, the source of health, patience, peace, and the source of hope. The source of all that you need. Stay connected to Jesus. Amen. I mean, somebody needed that. If you didn't, I mean, I want to read it for me. I need it. But anyway, we're going to stay focused in a positive and positive in a negative world. So have peace in this world. You cannot continue without him. Let's go to Proverbs 18. We all know these scriptures, but that's okay. That's all we do. We teach from the Word of God. Amen. Proverbs 18. And you already know where I'm going, huh? And we all need to practice this on a daily basis. We need to practice this on a daily basis. And I got three translations here. I want to read it to you. And I'm going to read it from the King James. Proverbs chapter 18, verses 21. It says, death and life are what? In the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay, so death and life are in the power of the tongue, the power of the words you speak. So you have to guard your mouth. You got to guard your words. Amen. Taste them before you throw them out. It's not junk. God created this world by speaking words. So we have to remember this. Amen. We just can't just throw them out there. Amplify says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, or the words you speak. And those who love it will indulge in it, will eat its fruit, and bear the consequences of their words. You, not somebody else. You're waiting for somebody else for this to happen to them. But no, you. And this translation says, words can bring death or life. Talk too much, and you will eat everything you say. Sometimes it's good to read other translations. Amen. This translation says, listen to this. Words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. You choose. So we've got to put that guard and keep that guard. And sometimes we got to zip the lip. Amen. Careful. You plant your garden and you reap what you sow. Amen. Nobody, you planted the garden, you're going to grow whatever you planted. Same thing with the words you speak. You're speaking them and you're going to grow whatever it is that you planted there. So we need to be more careful. I read this to you before, but it says, children in the playground, quote, it says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a big lie. Amen. But children start singing it and saying those things from the time they're little. And we keep saying it. And we keep repeating these words and saying these words. Words will hurt you. Faith in Christ enables us to stay positive in a negative world. Watch your words. Watch your actions. Speak positive things. Faith-filled words. Amen. Praise God. Where do you find those? In the Bible. Amen. Praise God. The positive testimony you bring others to Christ. Amen. You have an awesome testimony. Most of you have an awesome testimony. God wants you to share. When he says share it, share it. Don't hold back. Some of us just hold back. He wants to use you. He put you here for a reason. And maybe he just wants you to share your testimony. Now's the time to do it. Amen. It's going to set somebody free because God brought you through it. And now he's got you in a good place. Staying positive or staying focused and positive in a negative world. We don't have to look far to see or find something negative. People are quick to speak the negative or the problem before they speak the positive or the truth. You hear it all the time. And you can tell. Let me see how I want to say this. You can tell how mature you are on your Christian walk by the words you speak. Because you just don't go around. Well, once we leave this building here, this church building, we can just say what we can say or want to say. No. You got to be careful not to do that. Amen. Some include ourselves first. Our families, our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, our enemies for sure. Our church, beware, be careful, our mission. We're the gospel church bringing good news of God to a lost world. We're not the gossip church. We're not just going to be here to gossip the things or say the bad things about people. Amen. We're the good news church. We're the gospel church. Amen. Whew, come on now. So we're positive. We're not negative. Speaking of negative is a problem that never helps. It keeps us in bondage. You know, things never change. Well, what are you confessing? What are you saying? You're keeping yourself in that situation. You're keeping yourself there by the things you say. It's time that we mature and grow and let the word of God change us and grow from it. Amen. That's spiritual maturity. We're growing in the things of God. I don't want to say those things anymore. I used to say those things, and I could say them, but I won't say them. Why? Because I have matured. Amen? Speak the positive, and it is the solution. Speaking the word says the truth. Speaking the word is the truth, and the truth is going to do what? It's going to set you free. Amen? Make quality decisions each and every day to stay positive in spite of this negative world, people, circumstances, or distractions. The enemy is going to see to it. You know, since the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he walks as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. How is he going to devour you? Well, he's going to know because of thoughts or because of the words you speak. You open the door for him to come in. Nobody let him in except you. So you got to be careful. Say, I don't want him in my life. You know what happens when he comes in your life? He wants to rule you. He wants to take control. Amen. And we don't want that to happen. John 16:33 says, And these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace. You know, if you have, he says, but in the world you will have tribulations. So be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So he says, in me you will have peace. So speak the word of God, and you're going to have peace. Amen. And not the tribulations. Keys to staying positive and staying victorious daily is stay positive, stay focused, and have the right attitude. Amen. Daily. Be victorious daily. Be victorious and not be a victim of the things you say. Amen. So what's the attitude to have? A winning attitude. Amen. He's a winner. Jesus is our champion. He's our winner. So I'm going to have, Bible says in Ephesians 5:1-2, but it talks about, in the Amplified, it talks about being imitators of God, being imitators of Jesus. What am I going to copy? Who's my role model? He is. And I'm going to speak and say what he tells me and what his word says. And be positive and not negative. Amen? So let's remember that. Stay positive with the right attitude. Be victorious daily. Seek him first. Matthew 6:33. Put the word of God first. We have to make these changes if we want to change. If you keep doing the same thing, that's insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. It's not going to happen because you're still doing the same thing. But if you make a change, I'm born again. So guess what? I'm on a daily basis. Seek him first. Seek him first. And things are going to change. Because I'm going to change. Because I'm going to mature in the things of God, in the word of God. And I'm going to start speaking the word of God. So I'm not going to be negative anymore. I'm going to be positive in the things of God. Amen. Speaking the word of God. Refuse to quit when things get tough. Things get tough. You hear bad things every day. And it's tough out there. But you know what? The Bible says we can do all things through Christ. Amen. We can do all things through Christ. He says Satan is under our feet. Jesus has already defeated him. We're fighting a defeated foe. When we learn these things, we're going to change. And we're going to be positive in speaking what the Word of God says instead of speaking negative or repeating what the world says. Be careful and not to repeat all the negative things the world is saying. Amen? Praise God. Refuse to quit. Too many people want to quit. You know, I don't want to kiss this. I don't want to do this. And too many people take their lives and quit. Don't quit. He didn't make you to be a quitter. He made you to be a winner. Amen. He made you to be a champion. He says you can overcome all these things because I have overcome. Amen. We're overcomers. We're not quitters. Amen. When things get tough, the tough get going. You want some examples? Look at Jesus. When things got tough, he didn't back out. He went to the Father. Lord, I need your strength. I need you in my life. Amen. And he kept pressing on until the cross. At the cross, he could have told the Father, look what they've done to me. Just wipe them out. The Father would have wiped us out, would have wiped them out. But he didn't. He says, forgive them. We need to do the same thing. He's our greatest example. And we're to be imitators of him. Amen. Come on now. Moses, David, some Bible heroes God used. Only Jesus was perfect. The rest of them, they sinned, but God still used them. Amen. Peter was ready to die. It says he wanted to fight. Jesus says, before the night's over, he said, you'll deny me 3 times. And he did. Did Jesus give up on him? No. He used him mightily to preach. And many came to the kingdom of God, amen, because of him. Thousands came to the kingdom of God, amen. So, here's what you do. Lord, I'm available. Use me. Be a participator, not a spectator. just sitting back, seeing, looking, and judging. No, you're a participator. Get involved. You know, like this body here, you know, it's got all these parts to it. One body, many parts. And all these parts work together to make this body well, to do what needs to be done. And we work and use everything together in unity. Amen. We need to do the same thing in the body of Christ. Work together. Amen. Complete one another. Help each other and not compete against each other. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Be available. Participate. Submit. And commit. Lord, I'm submitting myself to you. And I'm committing myself to you to fulfill what you have called me to do. He's called me to do something. If you want to know what he's called you to do, then you need to know, go to the one that's called you, anointed you, amen, and equipped you. What is it you want me to do, Lord? Amen, because he didn't call you to just come sit and spectate and do nothing. You know, come on. Oh, wow. Also, so submit, commit, and here's the other, is get involved. Participate. Get involved. I want to be involved. Amen. Whoo. This is going to keep you going here. Stay hungry. I smell the food. I'm hungry. Stay thirsty. Stay positive. Stay focused. And stay filled with Him. You know, the best thing to do is stay filled with Him. Amen. And you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Because you got to renew your mind to the things of God. If you don't renew your mind, these things will happen. Amen. Your flesh is just, your body, your flesh is just going to give in and do nothing. You could have done something about it, but you didn't. Come on. Stand and continue to stand in Him. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 about putting the whole armor of God, verses 10 through 18, about putting the full armor of God. And then he didn't say take it off as a child of God. Keep the armor on, and we need it on a daily basis. Amen. We need it on a daily basis. He says, what are you going to do when you stand? What else do I do? Stand. He is with us. With God on our side, guess what? We win. Ooh, come on. See the good in all and not the fault. You know, we're so quick to speak the problem and put people down instead of speaking the good thing. Amen. Speak the good in all. See the good in all and not just the fault. Remember to love, accept, and forgive. Remember that the love and compassion of God is in you. Thank you, Lord. Help me see people the way you see them. He sees good in everybody. He sacrificed His Son for them, not just you. He sacrificed them also. They need to know the truth so that they can come out of this bad situation. Amen. Be fishers of men. We catch. We bring them. We reconcile them to God. He does the judge. He does the cleaning. Not us. We want to do all that, okay? When you go fish for fish, you could do your own cleaning. Amen? But when it comes to fishing for men, let God do the cleaning. Amen? Yes. Stop the negative talk. Stop the murmuring and stop the complaining. It's not going to help anything. It's just going to keep you in the same cycle of over and over and over, you know, bad. Control your words. We've already said this. Guard your mouth. Zip the lip. Watch your words and your actions. Amen. Not only are you watching, the enemy is watching and he's listening. Amen. People are watching and listening. They know that you're a Christian. So they're just waiting for you to fall so they can jump and say something. Amen. Don't get hung by the tongue. Think before you speak. And we know what we want to say. Oh, I just can't hold it. You know, I'm going to say it anyway. Well, you had a choice, and you chose the wrong thing. Choose not to say it. Because Jesus could have said many things, but he held his tongue. And he didn't do it. He didn't say it. We travel our whole life using words, so why not be positive? We frame, listen, this is, man, you need to write this down. We frame our world with the words we speak. Amen. We frame our world with the words we speak. So be positive and not negative. I like this one. Taste your words before you spit them out. Or taste your words before you release them. Nobody can release your words except you. Amen. So, it's time we learn. You know what it's called? Maturity. As we mature, we don't say those things anymore. I used to, not anymore. Again, Proverbs 18:21, New King James says, death and life are in the power of the tongue or the words, and those who love it will eat its fruit. So it bears fruit, and you're going to get it. Talking about your mountain will not bring it down.
That's right.
What we need to focus on is God and his power to move. Speak God's word, faithful words to those mountains, those cares, those worries, those those problems, the sickness. And don't let them speak to you. You may think it, but say, wait a minute. This is what the word of God says. There's a word of God against every negative thing or that's trying to stress you. Amen. And use the scripture and use the word of God to speak to those mountains. Says, wait a minute, you're not going to speak to me. I'm going to speak to you. And I'm going to tell you what the word of God says. And you're going to get lost, especially the enemy. Bring all these things or people around you that be a negative. I say, no, it's not going to happen. So don't let them speak to you. Magnify your God and not the problem.
Yeah.
But we sometimes get that backwards, you know. We magnify our problems more than we magnify our God. The world is speaking negative and magnifying all these problems that's happening. And we join right in and start saying the same things, you know. And we bring it into the body. No, magnify your God and not your problems. Amen. Praise God. Again, Philippians 4:6 says in the NIV, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Amen. Chapter 4, verse 6. God wants you to have true peace by not worrying about anything. Check this. Worrying is sin. It means you're not trusting him. You don't have faith. The more words you have in you, the more faith you have. The more words you have in you, the less fears you have. Because faith is going to drive fear out of you. Faith is going to drive the worries and the cares out of you. Amen. So get in the word, study the word. Amen. Like it tells us, verse 6 says, be anxious about nothing. That means don't worry. And the words anxious here in the Greek says, don't be troubled with cares. Lord, it says cast it on him. It means throw it, give it to him. You know, like when you go dump your trash in the dumpster, you know. You just bring it in there and you just dump it.
Yeah.
Well, you bring it to the cross and you dump it and you give it to him and leave it there.
Amen.
Don't take it back. Say, wait a minute, it comes back. I'm thinking about it again. I've given it to him. Now I'm leaving it there and it's going to stay there. The enemy's going to see to it that he tries to repeat that. He say, nope, I'm not taking it back. I left it there. It says 1 Peter 5:7, the NIV says, Cast all your anxieties, all your cares on him because he cares for you. God has called us to fulfill our race, our mission. As we go about fulfilling, we must get rid of all cares and anxieties, all weights, and have the peace of mind. By doing this, we can stay focused, we can stay positive in this negative world. Amen. So he's called every one of us, those watching and those listening. He's called you. And he's equipped you. He's called you. He's anointed you. And he's equipped you. He's given you gifts, talents, all these things. Amen. But you have to go to him to find out. You have to go to him and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Have you ever said that? If you have, he won't turn you down. Amen. He'll use you. So get ready to be fulfilled, to be committed, to be involved and participate. Man, praise God. Hebrews 12:1-2 in the New Living Translation says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily tripped us. Amen. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Who said it before you? He did. The enemy is going to try to trip you, put distractions, put weights on you, and put all these things. I say, wait a minute. Strip off every weight that slows you down, especially the sin that so easily tripped you. And let us run with endurance the race God has placed before us. Lord, I'm ready to run this race for you. Be with me. Amen. Yes, he's with you. And of course, Matthew 6:33-34 says, but seek first what? The kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things will be given unto you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Amen. Each day. That's why we got to be so focused. We got to be so positive. And we have to get up and spend time with him daily. Just to say, Lord, I need you this day. I need you each and every day to fulfill what you want me to do today. Amen. When we commit to him and seek him first. Amen. And just say, well, you know, just give him a quick hello and bye. And you know what? The world's going to slam you quick. Amen. The world's going to bring you down fast. And you're going to say, you know what? I needed to spend more time with him. I needed more time with him. And sometimes we just got to be before him and be quiet and see what he wants to say to us. Amen. But we're going to have, Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah. Amen. It doesn't say if it's sunny, if it's rainy, if it's snowing or what. But this is a day God has given me. He made this day for me. Now, what do I do with it? I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day you have given me. I want to fulfill what you've called me to do. And I can do all things through Christ. Thank you, Lord, for being with me. Amen. Woo, come on. Bless. John 14:1 in the easy to read version says, Jesus comforts his followers. Jesus says, don't be troubled. Don't be worried. Trust in God and trust in me. Trust him. You know, the more words you have in you, the more you're going to trust him. The more words you have in you, the more faith you're going to have. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, that was John 14:1. Proverbs 3:5-6 in the New King James says, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So who do you want directing your path? You know? You want him directing your path. Not somebody else. Not the world. You know, sometimes we have to be careful who we vent out to. Because they got more problems than you. And maybe they ain't not doing anything for themselves. And they're trying to tell you what to do. Be careful. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us what to do. Trust in him with all your heart, in his spirit. And lean out in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Let him be the steering wheel of your life and not your spare tire. Amen. We haven't heard that in a while. But, you know, some of us treat him like a spare tire. We know we all have a spare tire in our cars, and it's there for emergencies only. And we only use it when needed. Well, don't treat Jesus that way. You put him, he's my spare tire. I only bring him out, you know, or call on him when I need him. No, on a daily basis, talk to him. Amen. He wants to be talked to. He says, I come to talk to you. I come to visit with you. And I knock at your door, but you're not opening the door. This is all the time. This is not just once in a while. We're the ones that keep the door closed. We're the ones that don't want to open the doors. Amen. But he wants to sup with us each and every day. So we need to open the door and say, Lord, come on in. What is it you want me to do? What is it you have for me? What is it you want me to do? Come on. Let him be your steering wheel and not your spare tire. Yeah. Only when needed. God doesn't want you to worry, because worry means that you don't trust him. You're not taking him fully at his word. Now that's pretty bad. God has been providing for us all along. Yeah. Bible says Jesus paid it all. It's all paid in full. Yeah. Amen. He said he paid a debt he didn't owe. And we owe a debt we cannot pay. But we need to make ourselves available to him. Say, Lord, I'm yours. I told you I was going to speak about joy. Joy, you know what joy means? Joy means Jesus owns you. Jesus owns you. He owns you. Just remember that. Write that down. Jesus owns you. And sometimes we ignore him. So we have to be careful. God wants you to fill your heart with what is good. Amen. He wants to fill your heart, and he wants you to be focused. He wants you to be positive and not negative. Amen. And we're going to be closing here in a few minutes. So what do I think on? Philippians 4:8 tells us. He wants us to think on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, and good repute. Excellent, worthy of praise. Let your mind dwell on these things. God wants you to think and meditate on truly purity and excellence. Amen. So he wants us to do those things. Psalms 119:78 says, I will meditate on your precepts. Your precepts of the Word of God is true purity and excellence. So meditate on the Word of God so that we can be transformed by renewing our minds. He tells us in Romans 12:1 and 2 to renew our minds. And we don't do this once in a while. We do it all the time. Because the world bombards you. The world bombards you with negative things. And you hear these things. And you're around negative people all the time. So you need to renew your mind with the Word of God. And think and do what the Word of God tells you to do. Amen. So let's remember this. Renew our minds to the things of God. And don't stay focused on what the world is saying. Stay focused on what God wants you to do. Amen. And this is the best way to stay focused. God wants you to have true peace by putting into practice what you have learned. And once again, we're talking about spiritual maturity. We need to grow in the things of God. We can't stay spiritual babies for life. We have to grow in the things of God. Amen. That's why, you know, when you read a scripture, it means something else to you. You graduated. You matured. The Lord opened your eyes. You opened your spirit to a new meaning of what he wants to say in his word. So we need to grow in the things of God. He wants you to trust him for everything. Again, Philippians 4, 6, and A, the letter A. Be anxious for nothing. Pray to him for everything. Philippians 4, 6, B says, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Amen. So, man, this is great. So in closing, it is faith in Christ that enables us to stay focused. to stay positive in a negative world. Amen. So faith in him. It says without faith, it is impossible to please him. So we need to have our faith. Amen. Overcome this world by the blood of the Lamb. Jesus and a positive testimony will bring others to Christ. Remember, each and every one of us have the ministry of reconciliation, bringing people here to the body of Christ. Amen. To the world, to Jesus. Revelations 12 and 11, you can write this down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. So watch your words and your actions. Speak faith-filled words. Zip the lip. Guard your mouth. Taste your words before you speak. Before you speak them out. And stay positive. Stay focused. Stay positive in a negative world. Don't join the crowd. And don't copy the world. Be the original God made you to be. Study, meditate, renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. So praise God. I hope that blessed you. It blessed me. Amen. I read it. I study it and I read it and it blesses me. And when I bring it to you, it brings a new meaning to me and it blesses me again. Amen. So I hope it does the same for you. Amen. So thank you, Father, for your precious word. Amen. Thank you. Whew, hallelujah. Praise God. So some of you that are watching, some of you listening, you may never accept Christ, you know, so we don't want to close. We give you an opportunity, you know, for you to say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Amen. Hook yourself up with a church where it's Bible based. They study the word and teach the word. Amen. And hook up and start doing for Jesus. Amen. He is never too late. And it's never too late. So now's the time. Amen. If you're hurting somewhere, if you need healing, the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes you were healed. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we won't allow sickness in our bodies. Father, thank you for your people, Lord. Touch them right now, Father God. And thank you that by Jesus' stripes they are healed. So body, receive your healing right now. And we receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And it's time to give. So those of you that are watching, those of you that are listening and would like to give, if you see the screen up here, it tells you, go to our website, nbcbigben.com, and hit that donate button, please. Amen. And those of you that are mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And we just want to say God bless you, and we love you. Amen. Praise God.